Up next, we'll move along to Oregon coach Dana Altman. Coach is online, and we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you'd like to ask Coach a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. To ask Coach a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Any questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
Well, we have one follow-up here.
You do have a question from the line of Andrew Kahn with CBS Local.
Hey, Coach. Sorry if you were trying to get off here quickly, but I'm sure you've talked to the local media a lot about this, but for someone who's not, you know, directly in the area, Dylan Brooks, you know, is really impressed whenever I've watched you guys. I guess, is he, you know, exceeded expectations being such a young player, or, you know, where do you still see room for him to grow? If you could just sort of speak on him generally.
Andrew, he's done a good job. You know, we hoped that he would give us a big boost offensively, and he's done some really good things there. He scored around the basket. He's hit some jumpers. He puts the ball on the floor and makes some plays for his teammates. So I think offensively he's done a very good job. Defensively, it's coming along. We like the progress that he's made there. And on the boards, you know, he gives us you know, a pretty good board guy with his body, and he's physical. So all in all, we are very pleased with Dylan and his progress. I think there's a lot more there. You know, as a coaching staff, we're pretty excited about what the future holds for him. I think he's always in the gym. He wants to be a good player. So I think he's got big upside.
Okay, and then sort of an unrelated question. You know, you've coached in this league a long time. What would you say is the hardest or among the hardest venues to play at in this league? And if you could, try to separate the fact that, you know, some teams might just have better rosters right now as far as
we Well, Andrew, that's a big part of it. You know, the team creates the atmosphere. And, you know, right now Arizona is a tough place to play. You know, Sean's done a wonderful job. Anytime you have a good coach, good players, and great fans, you know, that really sets a tone. And we were just there, so it's fresh in my mind. But that venue in the time I've been in the Pac-12 is one of the best. Utah, you know, is always been a basketball school. That's always been great tradition there. And now that their team's picked up and Larry's done a wonderful job, you know, that's a tough place to play. Tad's done a great job at Colorado. You know, and the fans there have been hard on us the last few times we've been there. So I would say those are three of the tougher venues. You know, Washington in my tenure here is always been a pretty tough place to play. Their crowds are pretty good. You know, and then it just kind of depends on what kind of year the team's having. You know, if the team's having a pretty good year, the energy and the excitement in that building goes up. But, you know, just off the top of my head, Arizona, because of the tradition, Utah, Colorado, and the recent history here have been pretty good. And Washington for Oregon has always been a tough place to go.
Okay, thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Ryan Karchi with Orange County Register.
Hey, Coach. Just wondering, you know, attendance at Pac-12 basketball games continues to fall conference-wide this year. It was falling last year, too. Is that something you've been able to notice, whether at home or on the road? And from your perspective, is that maybe a reflection of the strength of the conference, or where do you think those issues kind of stem from?
Well, I don't think it's the strength of the conference. Last year, we had an outstanding year. I thought you know, with the teams that we had three Sweet 16 teams. Arizona went to the Final Eight. You know, we were in the tournament. We had a number of teams, I think six in the tournament. So we had a good year last year, and attendance was down a little bit. You know, I think part of it has to do with TV exposure. I think it's a blessing, all the TV exposure, but a little bit of a curse in the fact that, you know, fans know that they can find every game on TV. So there's a balancing effect there. I think that's something that, you know, I think all schools will go through. Obviously, if the team's winning, you know, that attendance is pretty good. But at most venues, it's down a little bit. I think TV has a little bit to do with it. You know, the Pac-12 has always been a traditional Thursday-Saturday league, and with a few Sunday games sprinkled in, and now, you know, we're playing a lot different nights. We played Wednesday-Friday last week. This week we play Wednesday-Sunday. So the schedule's, you know, a little different for traditional fans. So that may have something to do with it. But I think the biggest thing is just the games on TV.
Thanks.
We'll take one more question.
And your next question comes from the line of Carl Goon with Salt Lake Tribune.
Yeah, there's been some talk on this call about shortening shot clocks, you know, obviously something that's being considered right now, maybe a 30-second shot clock. Where do you kind of fall on that issue? I mean, it seems like with how your team plays, maybe you'd be in favor of kind of upping the possession.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt us at all. You know, I think that, you know, the shot clock would be, you know, if it was 30 or even 28, I think would be pretty good for the game. I don't think that would hurt us. I don't think we'll get it to 28, but I think 30 is something that I think would help the game. I think fans like to see teams going up and down and showing their athleticism, and you know, I think that would help the game. I think some rule changes that were in effect a year ago with the block charge and the freedom of movement, the hand checking and that, it had put a little bit more offense into the game. And, you know, I think we've fallen back a little bit into the way the game maybe was called in previous years. So, you know, I think there are a number of things that can be done to increase the offensive production, which I think, you know, excites the fans and gets the game going up tempo.
Thank you.
All right, Dana, that'll do it for you today. Thanks for your time. Good luck this week.
All right, Dave, thanks.
You bet. We'll see you.